All right, man. So real quick, I just wanted to make this video before I go on live stream tonight because I always, when I get on this topic, my thoughts just get so, just so, you know, jumbled up. I just can't even focus on one thing because this Ukrainian shit is just, it's just getting ridiculous. It's just totally ridiculous, right? Now, and for both reasons. One, it is fucked up. I'm not gonna act like it's not fucked up, okay? Because it is fucked up. I would never wish somebody to get run out of their own home country. Right, or their home country get bombed, because that is a deeper level of just like low blow shit, right? But what's pissing? Okay. So I stayed because so I live in Czech Republic. I live in Prague, and Czech Republic. For those of you who don't know, Czech Republic's in the European Union, which typically means they're going to have access to more money than those European countries who are not in the European Union, which are, you know, typically, you know, East. Okay, the countries who are in the European Union who would like to get into the European Union because they don't have enough money in their countries, they would prefer, you know, those countries are usually East. There are countries in the West that are not in the European Union because they're too good to be in the European Union. Well, that's like an opinion, but that's a whole nother topic. So my thing is, I came across this guy in this Facebook group giving away free shit. To, you know, to Ukrainians, and I did kind of start the fight. I ain't gonna lie. I said, you do know that those Ukrainians, there's a good chance that they're gonna have more expensive shit, house, car, flat shit than you got, right? And he got mad at me. He got mad at me, right? So I mean, and I'm trying to break it down to him, the logic, because he's just mad, right? He's not even trying to think logically about it. Ain't answering no question. He's just upset, right? Which is cool. I mean, I get it. So to break it down, logic, okay, to break it down, and I broke it down to him like this, and I wanted to tell this to the people in the US, you know, for if you're in the US watching this shit. My zipper just broke on my pants. But I want to break it down for guys, for people in the US. So essentially, what the Ukrainians did, which they them like they all those countries, like, they really want to be over here for real, and they just looking for an excuse. They really just want an excuse to be admitted over into the European Union, right? That's what it's all about. Every year they all try and they get rejected, and they got to keep trying so they, you know, can finally slip in some kind of way. That's just what it is, okay? So from, well, at least, okay, I'll say this, from what I've seen. Now, hopefully on my live stream, if I'm wrong, somebody can call me out, or if somebody's watching this and call me out and say, no, AD, like, you're wrong, call me out. But this is just what I've seen and observed, right? So from what I'm seeing, essentially what's happening is this. To break it down into American terms, it would be like, your boy AD, I'm from Ohio. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, right? So Cincinnati, Ohio has, you know, an average wage, you know, usually a cap at how high you can go, and, you know, all that. And every state in the U.S. has it. Just like Europe, except it's separated by countries and languages and money, right? But it's the same. It comes down to the same shit. These countries, just like in the states, they're separated by average wages, you know, slightly different laws, shit like that. Same shit, right? So your boy AD is working a regular job. Let's say I work in, you know, IT or some shit like that, right? And this wage is built for Ohio's wages, right? Now stick with me. Like my quality of life, my wage is correlated to Ohio, because that's where I live. This is where I work, right? So let's say Ohio just starts getting bombed, right? Let's say Ohio gets bombed. And I've got a certain amount of money because and it's usually, you know, it's really relative to Ohio standards, right? It's Ohio standard. Ohio is not, you know, there's nowhere near the highest. I say the highest is typically going to be New York City or California, spots in California. Those are typically, from what I know, is going to be like some of the most expensive places that you're going to come across from my experience. So imagine if your boy AD was working a job. Ohio got bombed, and for some reason, I decided to get up and just go move to Times Square. Right? I just go, you know what? You know what? Times Square, that's a good idea on Ohio's wages. So now I'm gonna go, that's just not smart. All right. Unless, and this is what I told dude, the guy I was arguing with, there's nothing about that, nothing about them coming over here to West, to like Western, you know, like I call it the Eastern EU, but it's still like, there was no I never trusted that. Nothing about that sounded right. With all those countries already over there close in that vicinity to them, and on top of that, let's say with the Ukraine, let's say they got, again, it's fucked up they getting bombed. Dead bodies in the street, all this shit. I'm not trying to, like, low play that. I'm focusing on, I'm talking about, you know, what my situation where I'm living. Okay. But back to the Ukraine shit. Let's say they bomb. Why not go to a country that's more in your price range? Why not go over there and in your price range? That way you can bring the Ukrainian Gluvnia, their money, you could bring that to their country and build up their country with Ukrainian money. That way y'all can form alliances. See, that's how you grow and build. But they ain't on that over there. You know what I'm saying? They ain't thinking about that. They trying to get to the EU. Fuck them other motherfuckers. They trying to get that. They trying to get to that European Union. That's what, are you trying to get to the European Union or them better European countries? They ain't trying to build, because if you think about it, like, why not send their ass to fucking, you know, to the other, like, you know, poorer countries and put that Ukraine money into them poorer countries? That way you build up them poorer countries. All that Ukraine's money is going to get spent over there by the rich people who could afford to leave. And now you done built up other countries. Why are you coming to Czech Republic and trying to get into Germany and the UK? That shit don't make no damn sense. I have never trusted that. From the beginning, my spidey senses was tingling. From the very start, and every time I bring this up to somebody who is like genuinely, like, you know, all for it, you know, for the other, for, like, you know, give them, you know, a washing machine and shit like that, and I bring that up, they get mad. I'm like, yo, dude, think about it. The average wage over there for the realistic average wage over there is about $300 to $400 a month. Now think about this shit, man. Think about this. If the average wage is $400 a month over there, right? And the average wage in Czech Republic is $1,200 per month. How in the fuck did they have at least 5 to 6 months rent just sitting around to where they country could get bombed? And next thing you know, they driving over here in Land Rovers and wear Gucci. On top of that, looking for flats, $4,000 a month. So that tell you either one thing. They are so corrupt. You getting the shitty people that's coming over here. Or two, they put everything they got into coming over here in hopes that they don't ever have to leave. That's the only way I see it. Unless they got family over here or some shit like that. That I don't see that. I mean, I said from the very beginning, I don't trust that shit. Nothing about that sounded right. Nothing. Nothing from the other than I get it. People are hurt and fucked up. I get that. But nothing about that shit. It's at least three or four of the countries who would have happily took them and their money. Right? Why are they trying to migrate further? They trying to make it further out west, man. Like, nothing about that shit. Okay. And again, to put it in perspective, it's like me working at Whole Foods or some shit, and I can afford a flat, you know, in fucking Ohio, and then Ohio gets bombed. Why didn't I just move to Tennessee? Why didn't I just move to Kentucky? Why did I say to myself, you know what? I'm gonna move to Times Square, Manhattan. That shit, it doesn't make any fucking sense. You see what I'm saying? Think about that shit. Nothing about that makes sense. And from the start, I was like, wait a minute. When I heard they was trying to come over here, Poland can make some sense because Poland is like right there. But any further out from that, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Like, well, I mean, I know why. I have an opinion. I'll say that. I don't know for every single one of them. I have a strong opinion on humanity. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Like, and from the beginning, when I heard they was trying to come over here off that shit, and then they got $1,000 to spend on. I don't pay $1,000 for this flat. And these motherfuckers come over here with $1,000 for rent. For real? How come? Okay, if we all on this humanitarian shit and all that, how come they ain't go? If they got $1,000, how come they ain't send money back to their homies and getting them out here? You know what I'm saying? If we all on this humanitarian shit, why ain't they going back in there into the trenches to get their homies out? If they got 20,000 20,000 check crowns, which is like $1,000 a month. If you got that much, said none of this shit, dude, none of that shit. Here's the thing. I know nigger shit when I see. I know hood rich nigger shit when I see it. And I told y'all, when I got off that plane in Kiev, I said, oh, this is nigger shit. And a little white nigger bitch who gave me my passport back. I said, yeah, I said it out loud. I said it in my head, oh, thank you, white nigger. And I walked off. I know nigger shit. And this is nigger shit. Now, it's fucked up that they got bombed and shit. But again, I cannot stress this enough. Those white people are not the same as these other white people. These two whole different breeds of white people. Two whole different breeds. Two totally different breeds. Again, every time I've gotten to a conversation with somebody who's off, and I bring up that logic about the average wages there and how do they just have 6 months to a year of rent just sitting around looking for flats in Prague on top of that, not like a village outside of, but in Prague though, for real, and you fighting for it, you gonna go out there and hustle to go give half your check, half your paycheck and live on ramen noodles to get these motherfuckers microwaves, and these motherfuckers living in $1,000 a flat that costs twice as much as yours. For real. Them motherfuckers get that. See, that's that nigger shit. Them niggers get ready to eat. Them white niggers get ready to eat good. Because I know nigger shit. All right. Them niggers are getting ready to eat good. All right. That's how the world gonna see it. Because the world ain't the world. See, these stories, like I said, when it happened, I give it 1 to 3 months before you're going to start hearing more and more. They're going to start creeping out more and more because nothing about that shit makes sense, man. Nothing other than trying to get out of Ukraine. After that, don't nothing make sense about it. Like the financial logistics of it just doesn't make sense for a decent amount of the motherfuckers who's gonna leave, right? For a decent amount of them, it's not gonna make sense. All right, so I'm gonna continue on this on the live stream tonight. I'm sure I'm around this till later on tonight, man. But like again, man, anybody who's watching my channel know I was never on board with that shit from the beginning. It just didn't smell right. I was never told, like, I mean, it's fucked up, but I was never like one of those. I had some friends out there. I helped them out when I could, but and that's because I knew them. But the rest of the motherfuckers, no, I don't know them like that. I mean, yeah, that's it. But especially by the time if I was living in Romania or some shit, or Lithuania, I probably, of course, come on. But like out here, the fact that they coming all the way out here, that shit don't sound right. Like I said, it would be like working a regular job in Ohio and then getting up and when something gets fucked up and you ain't gonna move to Kentucky, Tennessee, Illinois, Michigan. No, you just pick up and you just catch the first train you can to Santa Monica. Like, what? You done cross over all these perfectly good countries that would have been happy to take your money and would have been a much better cost to income ratio for you. But you decide to get up and go to Santa Monica. For real? Like, that's just not smart. Like, unless you was going there because you figured that they couldn't kick you out and that you had to, and they would have forced you to intermingle that way you could be in with the betters, with the better motherfuckers, which that's what I'm calling right now. That's what I'm calling. They trying, what I called that from the beginning, they trying to get in with them better whites. They left them other inferior whites in the dust. If they could, they left them other inferior whites off to Prague, off to Berlin, off to Germany. Amsterdam sounds good. They left them inferior whites in the dust if they could. If they got on that right train and that train took them out, oh, they left them inferior whites in the dust. Believe that shit. From like, again, if I'm wrong, please let me know. Call me out if I'm wrong, please. But this is just what I'm seeing. And again, every time we get on this topic, I never get any actual genuine response. And somebody's replying to a comment now. So he's saying I'm a conspiracy theorist because I'm breaking out actual facts on their average wages and the average wages here and how do they have this much money sitting up. So now he's running off the. I'm reading a comment right now back from this guy and he's saying that, I must be a conspiracy theorist because I'm actually stating numerical fact. You gotta love it. This is pathetic. It's now again, I'm sure some every now and then you will find some who genuinely are fucked up, but for the most part, that I was just never on board from it. I was just never on board because it just never sounded right. It never sounded right. So I'm out of here, man. I'm gonna last you tonight. I catch y'all later, man. Peace out.